IMAC Podcast 967, Artificially Intelligent Laughter.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's Mighty, Mighty MIMAC Podcast. Well, what happens when you get two podcasters playing with AI images? Unexpected results and lots of laughs. Carl Madden and...
My guy?
Spent some time this morning trying to create images with AI and some crazy results occurred. Since this is more visual than usual, we'll create a version of the podcast on YouTube that will just have all the AI image discussion so you don't have to go through the whole thing. Guy, I was on the back end of that conversation and it was quite good fun.
It was. Oh my God. Were you there when that, well, I don't want to say what the image is because it'll come up later.
I was there. I was in the background, you know, lurking.
Okay, good, good. Cause I swear I was cracking up and I'm hoping now one of the things that's coming up this summer, and we'll go ahead and mention here. I don't know if Mike has a date for it yet or not. But this year's MacStock is on, and I have talked to Mike a little bit. It's going to be in a new location. He hasn't announced it yet. He told me, hasn't announced it yet, but this is going to be.
So are you letting the cat out of the bag?
No. I'm just saying it's going to happen, and it's in a new location. But I'm not going to say what the date is. I'm not going to say where it is.
It's just the location. You're not giving away.
Right. Okay. Right, but it's definitely going to happen this year. And originally, I was going to do a thing on Apple's accessibility features for vision with what's going on with me. And I discovered something, Gaz, and that was Apple's accessibility features and vision for people with monovision is crap. It's it's pretty much if you're almost blind or have limited vision with two eyes, you're set. They got stuff for you. You're going to love it. If you have monovision like I do, they're like, what are you going to do? So that's, but I might do something on AI if Mike still has the opening available. That's not a guarantee because he gets some really, really good quality people in and if someone has already been assigned to the spot that I was going to be in, I'm not going to take it away.
And all of that could have been cut out. You didn't need to say any of that, but yes, you did, didn't you?
Yes, because I did.
His name was Guy.
Come on.
No fooling.
Thank you. We would have been here all night. Gaz would have said, bye, see ya. And I would have just been stewing on this side going crazy. As far as what else is going on, it's actually been really, really quiet. I'm on some more meds, Gaz. Yay.
No.
Yeah, really? I know. My podiatrist, and if you don't know what a podiatrist is, it's a foot guy.
Look it up.
believes that I might have cellulitis again. Now, I had this 2 years ago, the summer of 22, I think. And it can be quite serious. You know, I mean, all joking aside, it can be really, really bad. It put me in the hospital. However, on the plus side, Gaz, the antibiotics that he gave me is a nice teal blue color, spelled incorrectly. So it really contrasts with all of my other meds. So, you know, yay. There's that. What about you? What have you been up to?
Well, a little bit of work, lots of volunteering, Wilf wanderings, indoor bike riding. Funny, actually, Mrs. Gaz always asks, how far did you get? Ha, ha, ha.
Not even out of the living room.
Yeah, lots and lots of solar and battery research on my Mac. I was a little bit late to come into this. I had to ping you, didn't I? Because I said I'm 5 or 10 minutes late, when actually I gave a 15-minute window, so I then said I wasn't late, but then I was a minute late by the time we got started. Because I've just watched a cracking England beat Ireland. It was an absolute cracking game. And there's the dog again in the background. You might
oh,
Wilf, come here, Wilf.
There he is, with the tail wagging. He's out of here.
And I've just watched England beat beat Ireland. Ireland were really hot favourites for that game, so they've done really well to beat them in a last gasp, the very last play of the game that there could have been, although we did have a penalty coming. If
so, this was like an American football game. You know, no, the sport that matters.
No. This rugby, rugby, proper game, you know.
Oh, football without anyway, all the pads.
It was a cracking game, but I still don't like our coach, folks.
I hate him.
I still do not like him. Anyway, my iPhone's battery. You remember we were talking about, charging only up to 80%, Well, I've still got 100% battery, so
nice.
That's cracking, absolutely cracking. And I was doing some muck moving.
Yeah.
I was very polite there, wasn't I? And whilst wearing one of my Beats for 3.5 hours, I thought I'd have to swap it because I was going to have lunch. And I thought I'll need to swap it and pop it into its case to charge it up. But when I popped it into the case and the battery information came up on my phone, it said after still wearing it for 3.5 hours, still had 45%
wow.
of battery life.
After 3.5 hours?
As a famous British magician would say, it's magic.
It is.
Anyway, are you on a different microphone?
I'm still on the Rode NT1 fourth gen, so I really like it.
So let's jump straight in.
No need to mention.
Gaz's snippets. Have I muffled you?
No, I muffled myself. It was like, right, I'm going to speak a whole lot about the Rode NT1 fourth gen, but no. Yeah.
Apple faces a proposed class action lawsuit, Guy, alleging that the company holds an illegal monopoly over digital storage for its customers.
What?
The class action alleges Apple's iCloud storage is an illegal monopoly.
Yeah, if only there were other companies that had storage that you could use on Apple devices. This has to be from the US. Has to be.
It doesn't say, but I can't imagine that it's not, to be honest.
East Texas. Texas.
iCloud is the only service that can host certain data from the company's phones, tablets, and computers, including application data and device settings, plaintiffs allege. Practice has unlawfully tied the device and iCloud together. As a result of this restraint, would-be cloud competitors are unable to offer Apple's device holders a full service cloud storage solution, or even a pale comparison. The suit argues that there are no technological or security justifications for this limitation on consumer choice. According to PC Magazine, the class actions website is arguing that consumers may have paid higher prices than they allegedly would have in a competitive market.
You mean that free service that Apple provides with iCloud? The free service.
I think that the person, company, governing body is putting at risk my ability to be able to choose a secure and... Well, actually, are they saying that, though? Because in me saying this, are they giving me the choice? And that's what they are saying, you see.
The difference is security.
Yeah, I think so.
They
I agree with you.
You can use Dropbox if you want. You can use Box. You can use all these other different online storage services.
No.
Not for the stuff that they were talking about. Not for the settings and stuff like that.
Yeah. Agreed. Yeah.
But they cannot guarantee that they're going to be as safe as Apple will be and has proven to be for data
No, I'm going to turn that round on you. I'm going to turn that round on you a little bit. Crikey, I didn't think this story would take this long. Apple can't equally prove that they are going to be as safe as some of those other companies.
Well, I go by
just because data. we are Apple.
No. Fanboys. I'm talking about historical data. Has there been any serious iCloud breaches that you know of?
There have been breaches.
Serious.
There have been breaches. Well, how many serious ones from some of these other companies?
Oh,
you see, I'm not going to go down that avenue.
Okay.
Actually, I although I agree with you, I think you have to be careful in that argument. However, I kind of do not want this class action lawsuit to put at risk my ability to choose, because I have chosen Apple. I haven't gone to Samsung or any other device, because right. I feel that the package I'm getting does give me a much more secure environment. However, you know, I can see where they're coming from in this action. But, you know, come on, guys. There are other phones out there.
Yeah, go pick another.
Anyway.
Oh, God, almost said a bad word.
You well, yeah. Well, a bad word might have been said last week and missed.
Sorry oh, about yeah. that, Fix. Yeah, but that was in the after show, wasn't it?
It doesn't matter. It's still the show.
I know. I try really hard. And
I know you do. You try me very hard.
Sometimes I fail. Guy fail.
Guy, hey, man, I'll just play this. I'll just play this.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. I screwed up.
Yeah.
Apple are to pay $14.4 million to settle a Batterygate lawsuit in Canada. Canadian court in British Columbia has given its approval for a settlement to an end of a class action lawsuit over alleged iPhone throttling. Apple payout up to $14.4 million. That is like Tim Cook going, oh, what's this in my top pocket? Oh, it's $15 million.
Soup.
Have that.
Yeah.
No, we're joking aside. That's a lot of money still. It's still a lot of money. Apple iPhone takes 51.9% share of Japan's smartphone market.
I smell East Texas lawsuits in Japan. You see, this is where Apple, they're becoming a victim of their own success. And yeah. if they aren't yeah. careful, if they start getting up into the 60s and 70%, there's going to start being like late 90s Microsoft type inquiries from the DOJ and a few other companies going, well, you need to unbundle the you know, make iPhones their own company and all this other nonsense. Stop buying iPhones.
Now, I saw this next item, and I answered straight away yes. And
okay.
it was from 9 to 5 Mac, and it is a poll about the iconic MacBook Air. It says the MacBook Air wedge is no more. Will you miss it? And I said straight away, yes.
Really?
And then I suddenly thought, yeah, I would. I quite like that. I like its iconicity. That's not a word, but I've just made it up, and it isn't.
Why not?
The iconic C of that shape. I'm ruining my own snippets.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Welcome to the My Mac podcast, where we make up words to suit ourselves.
So I just went over to the website to see if there was a result on the poll itself. And so far, 40.46% of the votes are yes, totally, they would miss it. Only 22% says no, not at all. So
what about the others?
Well, there are yes, somewhat, which is 16.5%.
Okay.
Some people are unsure.
Then why even go to the poll?
3.5%. Yeah. Well, I'm not sure whether I want to vote.
But I'm going to take all the time to come here and do this poll to tell you that I don't know if I agree with it or not.
For me, it's a yes or no, but there are three options. And the last one is no, not really. That was 17.5% anyway.
Well, if you remember, I don't know if you were a Mac user, but do you remember the old toilet bowl MacBooks?
The what?
There was a series when the MacBooks first came out. They were like orange and blue. They had like the iMac colors from that time.
No, I don't.
And they had this really weird shape, and they were called the toilet bowl MacBooks. Right. I miss those. Those I miss.
The U.S. Appeals Court dismisses child labor case against Apple and other tech companies. The U.S. Federal Court Appeals Court on Tuesday refused to hold Apple and four other major technology companies liable for their alleged support of the use of child labor in cobalt mining operations in the Democratic Republic of the Congo.
Oh, my God.
It's not good, but no, they're not responsible. But they need to put pressure on the supply chain, and I think Apple does do things like that. So,
well, they at least try. Yeah.
I think they do. Yeah. Apple introduces transcripts for Apple Podcasts. Oh dear, I think we're in trouble, Guy.
Why?
When people start to get transcripts of ours, they'll realize how bad it is.
I looked at the last one, and the only thing I don't like about it is there should be some demarcation if there's obviously two separate voices or more separate voices. Yep. It should say like person one, person two, you know, Guy, Gaz, whatever. And it doesn't do that. So if you're a podcaster and you're interested in downloading the entire transcript of your show, going through it and determining who said what where, good luck to you. Wait, see if it'll do it again. Thumbs up. No, it didn't do it that time.
iOS 17.4 includes 4 important security fixes, 2 which were exploited. We'll come to that in a little while. iOS 17.4 lets budgeting apps easily access Apple Card cash and savings data. Again, more on those releases in a little while. Apple revises the App Store rules in the EU in response to developer feedback.
Who's feedback?
Developer.
Ah, not Epic.
No, not Epic.
Is that coming up?
17.4 comes with big changes for the iPhone and the App Store in the European Union, including alternative app marketplaces and a new developer update. Apple has the details on 3 changes it's making to alternative app distribution in response to feedback it received over the last several weeks. There you go.
Okay.
Apparently, Apple stock has fallen to its lowest level this year, whilst other tech companies see AI-fueled rally. Can I just say, folks, a lot of this is not AI, it's ML. Okay? ML. Yeah. Clever ML. It ain't AI yet, all right?
No such thing as real AI that is available to any of us.
There is no excuse for the failure to implement Spotify HomePod support. Okay, so I'm just going to read this. The fact that Spotify is demanding greater freedoms from Apple but hasn't yet taken advantage of the ones already offered to the company, key among these is the company's failure to implement Spotify HomePod support. It seems pretty ridiculous to complain that Apple Music has an unfair advantage over Spotify, while at the same time failing to take advantage of a clear opportunity to partly develop the playing field and keep your HomePod owning subscribers happy. Spotify, you are becoming a little bit Epic-like.
Well, this is about money. They don't want to pay.
Yeah, I know. I've got something else on Spotify. I've got something else coming on Spotify a little bit later, and I have another rant on them.
We need to know who that CEO is so that we can say his name with as much derision as we do Tim Sweeney. Yeah. You suck, Tim. Tim Sweeney.
It's not Tim. Apparently, alternative iOS app stores won't work for long outside of the EU. So if you're an EU member and you move outside for an extended overseas travel period, you might find the stores not available to you. Over 200 Apple Watches were recovered from an Illinois lake by metal detectorists and diver. Professional metal detectorist Derek Langos says that Apple Watches have become a surprisingly big part of his business. According to Langos, he has recovered more than 200 Apple Watches while diving in and searching the Chain O Lakes region in North Illinois.
Yeah. Derek Langos, professional diver. See, this sounds like a TV show for Apple TV Plus. It really does.
It does.
Come on.
Epic Games whines over Apple's termination of its developer account. Epic Games said that it intended to use the developer account to bring the online marketplace Epic Stores and the Fortnite game to iOS devices in Europe. The two companies have been in a legal battle since 2020, when the gaming firm alleged that Apple's practice of charging up to 30% commissions in app payments on iPhones and other devices violated US antitrust rules. I think there's a bit more coming on that in a little bit later.
So open your own store, which you did.
I mean, they did something wrong, didn't they?
Do payments through that. I just don't expect to do payments through Apple's.
And that's why Apple. That's why Apple terminated it. I think they went over the contract. You know, they come on, Epic, get your game together. Apple is in talks with Mercedes, Ford, Tesla, and more detailed, in-depth
to make
Apple
a car? Car
report. Yeah. No. Well. yeah.
Now, see, we went over this last week, Gaz.
Yeah, you may be familiar by now with Apple has officially cancelled its project to build an electric car.
Officially.
Officially. Well, has it officially said it yet?
No, I'm not sure. It hasn't said anything of the sort.
It never officially had a car project anyway.
Yeah,
the project never saw the light of day, so and wasn't even confirmed by Apple. The company had been working on its own car since 2014. But it hadn't confirmed that, so we can't confirm that that's what it was doing. Following reports that Apple had approached Tesla for a partnership, we now know that the company has also talked to Mercedes-Benz about building an Apple car together. Yeah, okay. Blah-de-blah-de-blah. And then the next story I saw made me laugh. How an indecisive Tim Cook.
Greetings, Tim the Enchanter.
Blew $1 billion a year on a vehicle Apple never built. Yet. That's what I'm saying. I added the yet.
Well, what does Bloomberg say? That's what I want to know.
They're
the official mouthpiece of Apple's Titan project.
Well, apparently, yes, they are. So, anyway. Let's not talk about the Titan disaster.
It's a disaster.
Apple iPhone sales in China plummet as Huawei soars. So Huawei is back from the dead after recording a sales jump of 64% in the first 6 weeks of 2024 compared to a year earlier. Meanwhile, Apple's iPhone sales in China fell by 24% in the same period. Dum dum dum. Apple's Epic ban is questioned by the EU regulators as more details emerge. PayPal now offers tap to pay on iPhone for Venmo and Zettle customers in the US. Spotify, this isn't an Apple related snippet, but I brought it in because of the earlier Spotify story.
Yeah.
Spotify is mad at the French government and taking it out on users. Spotify said on Thursday it will raise its subscription prices in France in response to a new tax designed to support the nation's music industry. The company wrote an open letter denouncing the tax, which France's government passed in late 2023. The streaming service hasn't yet said how high the price hike will be, other than teasing French users will now pay the highest subscriptions across the European Union.
We will not allow them to do these kinds of things.
Good luck with that.
$1 billion.
Apple releases macOS Sonoma 14.4, watchOS 10.4, tvOS 17.4, watchOS 10.4, HomePod 17.4, more and more. I think they've also released Vision OS 1.1. That's got a lot of catching up to do, isn't it?
Yeah, it'll be a while.
Apple is working on a user-friendly way to transfer data from iPhone to Android. Switching from one platform to another is never easy, but in some cases it can be harder than it needs to be. But in response to the EU's DMA, Apple has confirmed it is working on a user-friendly way to transfer data from an iPhone to an Android device.
Now, if only all Android devices worked the same and had the same operating system.
Apple stock is coming off a seven-session losing streak, and it's down 12% so far this year. Shares could remain under siege though the company's WWDC developer event in June, according to a Citi Research analyst. We will see. Apple has reinstated Epic Games' EU developer account, paving the way for an alternative app store. It's like watching a tennis match, isn't it?
Yeah. And they'll never make up that money between 2020 and 2024. And I feel so sorry for Epic Games because of it.
Apple TV Plus is the number one must-have streaming service for sci-fi fans.
Yeah, if only the shows were better.
I think there's enough on there, just about. And I sort of agree with that statement. But the problem is, sci-fi for me now isn't as sci-fi as it once was. Does that make sense?
No, it does make sense. And
it does make sense.
Yes, it does not make sense. I don't know. One of those two. The problem with a lot of Apple's sci-fi, it comes in with great expectations and just doesn't deliver. Foundation, I loved the books. Foundation was just not
that interesting. Yeah, I struggled with that. I did struggle with that.
And I didn't even watch the entire second season. It was like, I can't even figure out what the hell's going on.
I'll be honest with you, Guy. I've watched more, air quotes, sci-fi on Apple than I have on other devices, because the sci-fi on others, I thought, oh God, this is just you trying to make up a story, really.
Yeah.
You know,
how many Star Trek or Star Wars clones can we support before somebody does something that's, here's the crazy thought, do something original.
Crazy. That's Apple Watch nuts. Ghost Touch issue is fixed with the watchOS 10.4. And that, you'll be pleased to know, folks, is the end of Gaz's Snippets. Unfortunately, I do not have a Gaz's Link, so there'll be no for Gaz's Link, because there isn't one.
You've got to take that back.
I just did. Oh.
There you go.
I got to do it twice, though.
Oh, okay.
That's my OCD kicking in.
Pretty much.
CDO.
CDO.
Yeah.
This is going to be a very strange section, because a lot of it is visual, but because we're for the most part, an audio podcast, it's, I'm not quite sure how this is going to work, but we will get to it one way or another. I do have a PowerPoint presentation, because yay for PowerPoint. Here it is. And
why did you make a PowerPoint presentation? And not
because it was the easiest way to show them on the screen as we go through this here. Otherwise, trying to show individual images is really, really hard in StreamYard. But most streaming services will allow you to import a PowerPoint presentation so that you can slide through all of the various things.
Okay. I didn't. Okay. I was just being nasty to you. You didn't have to.
No, that's fine. So here we are. First slide. So, go ahead.
I was going to say, so now, for anybody listening, Guy is showing me a PowerPoint presentation. It's really interesting to start off with. So very good. I'll let you. I won't interrupt anymore. Well, I will. But
yes, you will.
Yes, I will.
That's fine. True. So to give you kind of an idea of what happened, Carl and I got together this morning because I had some questions about creating images in Microsoft's Copilot. And for whatever reason, I was thinking that's what Carl uses, but he uses ChatGPT, which is the paid version of ChatGPT. Why it's named that twice, no idea. But that's kind of where that came from. So we're going to kind of go over these AI shenanigans. And, you know, sometimes a podcast comes from something that has nothing to do with the original idea. And the original idea that we were going to go over this week was to talk about the silly games being played between Apple and Epic.
Are you yawning? Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. It was so boring. It would have been such a boring topic. But I wanted to create the image for it first. And so I figured I haven't really done much with it yet. So let's go into
Can I just say how ironic that you found this much more interesting than the actual subject?
I did. But that's where it started. So I wanted to create the image first. And what I was having trouble with, I didn't have any trouble making kind of cool images. And we'll go, and you'll see those if you watch it on YouTube. What those images look like.
Can I suggest that you actually try and put a link to the PowerPoint in the show notes somehow?
Can I do that? Well, I'm going to put a link into this entire section separately the video that I normally make.
Cool. Anyway, I will, right. I will shut up now.
What you said. But I wanted to create the image verse, and I was having trouble exporting it. And so I contacted Carl Madden from the Mac and Forth show, who does this every single week. And eventually the topic changed from talking about Apple and Epic to talking about AI-generated images. So the original concept that I had was there's an angry programmer, and I used Microsoft's Copilot to create the following image. And go ahead and describe what that looks like, Gaz.
So basically, in front of me, I'm seeing a Steve Jobs type image.
Yeah, it's almost.
He looks a little bit like Steve Jobs, and he's got headphones on with glasses. He's in front of his computer, and he's got his arms raised, and he's obviously going, ah!
He's a very angry puppy.
Yes.
So that was the first image that I came up with. And it's okay. It's not bad. And it's exactly what I asked for, but I wanted something a little bit different. So I added into the description for Microsoft Copilot that I wanted the programmer to be yelling and jumping up. And this is what Microsoft Copilot gave me.
So what you got this time was a cartoon reflection of a guy in a white shirt and a tie. So it's obviously now not Steve Jobs. It's some Microsoft nerd. And it's a cartoon image of him jumping up. There's a wasp or a bee in the background
for some reason,
no idea why. he's just jumping up in the air. You can see both his feet, and he's doing a star jump without much of a star shape. Let's put it that way. Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of like that, but not quite right, I don't think, is it?
No. No. And in Microsoft's Copilot, there are these filters that you can add. Because, I mean, basically, you put in what it is that you want. It creates four different images, squared images. And you select from one of those the one that you want to keep. And then you can apply these filters to it. So I looked at the filters that were there, and there was one called Steampunk. And I hit that, and this is what it came up with.
So this is a very similar image, although now the guy is not being angry at the computer. He's jumping over the desk. You can see the computer on the desk. He's got steampunk glasses on, you know, those rounded, you know, everybody knows what I mean by steampunk, I hope. It's a bit grungy as well. The bee has turned into definitely a bit of a nasty bee, and it's now facing him.
Robotic.
And it's very robotic. And the guy is being angry with what the bee or the wasp is. And now there's like a, you know, when you got watches on a chain, it looks like that's flying off the table as well. So, yeah.
It was.
You should go and have a look at some of these images, because they are worth looking at.
They are quite funny. And I'd like this, but I was having trouble because there's a button in Copilot that says download. So I was like, okay, I'm going to download it. Downloaded, had no idea where it put it. So the only workaround that I could find, and there was nothing on Microsoft's help, and Googling didn't help either, was to export it as a PDF and then convert it to a JPEG, which is very convoluted. So at this point, I went to the one person that I knew who had, would be willing to spend time with me on this ridiculous subject. And that was Carl Madden from the Mac and Forth podcast. Started chatting him up and I asked him to create computer programmers, plural, yelling, one with an Apple logo and the other with an Epic logo. And he, and of course he, instead of using Microsoft Copilot, he's using ChatGPT. And this is the image that came up.
Now, this image is of two guys, I would say probably in their mid-50s.
At least.
Still quite fit guys. Yeah. One with an Apple t-shirt, one with an Epic t-shirt, blue Epic t-shirt, in a computer room. One of them is working on what is obviously a souped-up, actually it looks like a Mac still. Well, it's probably running Windows because that's the best way to run Windows, as we all know. And the other one's obviously got a Mac, and they're basically having a bit of an argument with each other. Quite a heated argument, I've got to say. So, but yeah, you know, quite apt for the subject.
Yeah. And there's a guy in the background, and this is important. There's a guy in the background that's just sitting at a desk with his back turned to these two guys.
Yes, that's right.
And the reason why this is important is that when I noticed the guy at the computer, I asked Carl from the Mac and Forth show if ChatGPT could use an existing image and just make a small change. And he wasn't sure, but he did ask what the change would be. And I was like, okay, I want you to take the background guy and have him with his back still kind of turned to these two shooting the bird. And if you don't know what that means, look it up, because he doesn't seem to really care about Apple and Epic's big fight. And when he put that in, this is the image that we got back.
Now this is a very interesting image.
It really is.
Because there are several things going on here. I won't go into the final bit about the shooting the bird, because I'll let you describe that in a minute. But what struck me more than anything else is these two guys, now the t-shirt color has changed slightly on the Epic image. The Epic logo has changed somewhat. The Apple logo is still exactly the same. The two guys are still having a go at each other. However, they have both strangely morphed into Craig Federighi. And what's even more strange, and I don't think Guy had spotted that bit, but what's even more strange is Steve Wozniak's in the background as well.
He kind of is.
Certainly looks like him, and it definitely looks like Craig Federica's having a go at his brother. You know, anyway. And there is the guy that was at the computer has now turned round. And his index finger is pointing to the sky. Now, there are two other images in this, but I'll let Guy go on to the next bit.
Yeah, and don't forget there's birds for some reason. Yes, birds. There are birds flying.
There are two birds, and that's why I said there are a couple more images, but I didn't want to say too much because I didn't know how much you wanted to say.
Oh, and we can't figure out what's on the one guy's T-shirt.
No, there's the guy in the background. He's got, I can't quite read what it says. It looks like Dopey. I don't know.
that's very well what it could be. So
they're very good images, though. These are cartoon type images, but they are very clear, very good images. They're great images. But I just can't get over the fact that Steve Wozniak and Craig Federighi
are both in there for some reason. When this came up and I saw the birds, I started cracking up because it was like, oh my God, there's birds. There's birds in my image. I don't know why. And basically it was just because we had birds in the description. So there were birds. But it took me a couple of times looking at this image before I finally caught one more thing that just... I'm still laughing about it right now. And the next slide will show you what it is.
So in the right-hand corner, remember Guy said there's two birds, but on the right-hand side, there is a guy with a sniper rifle who is obviously going to... shoot the bird. So this is where I think I go back to my original point about ML and AI. It's now caught the act of shooting the bird. Well, it's not caught in the act of shooting the bird. And I've got to say, no animals were hurt in the making of this.
No, image. They were not. But as soon as I saw that, I literally, Gaz, I almost fell out of the chair. I started laughing so hard. And it took me a minute to remember that I had told Carl that the guy in the background had to be shooting a bird. And he decided to give me a guy with a sniper rifle who's getting ready to shoot one or both of the birds that are in the image.
Well, the interesting thing is, Guy, it could be that the bird on the left is the one that's going to be shot, but the bird on the right might be coming in to attack the guy who's going to shoot the bird on the left.
He's going to save his buddy.
Yeah. Okay. And Steve Wozniak and Craig Federighi are completely oblivious to all of this going on.
No idea what's going on. Oh, my God. Okay, so ChatGPT gave us a completely unexpected result, and it was still in line with what it was we had asked for, just not quite what we expected. So at this point... Oh, hold on a second. Oh my God. I'm completely knackered. I was surprised that my eye didn't come out when I was laughing so hard at that. So I went back into Microsoft's Copilot and I asked for the same thing. And it's a good image. It's not as funny as the two previous ones, but this is what Microsoft Copilot gave
me. Yeah, it's come up with two much, much younger, this very cartoon imagery, much younger guys, but they're both now screaming at each other in different parts of the universe, as it were, because obviously there's one's on a black background and one's on a lighter background. But they're basically, it looks like they've got lots of armory behind them.
Yeah, one's, they do. Well,
they've both got kind of bandanas on. One, the Apple one is blue and the Epic Games one is red. And the Epic Games logo is changed again, but it's because it's a different AI putting it in. But that goes to show that Epic Games logo is then something it can't pick up, I would say, because the Apple logo is definitely there. And they're just shouting at each other. One's got a goatee and a moustache, and the other one's just got a bit of a... It looks stubble? Like he might have a moustache, but stubble. Yeah.
Yeah.
Stubble. But you're right. Not quite as good. Not quite as good.
Not nearly as funny. No. So I took this image and I again applied the steampunk filter because it's just such a good filter. And this is what it came up with.
Yeah. This one, we're not seeing the full image on your presentation because the full squared image, because you've cropped it slightly, but these again it's just created quite a lot of steampunk. And funnily enough, the British company telephonic company EE have appeared into this one because there's a little EE symbol on one of the goggles, and interestingly enough, the Epic Games guy who's one of his eyes, I'm not sure if this is a reflection of you, Guy, or not, because one of his eyes has got the Epic logo on it. So whether he can't see out of that eye, I don't know, but he's got a spare pair of goggles on top. Now the steampunk guy on the Apple side, his eyes are bright bursting orange, and he's got a single goggle on the front, which
a monocle
be, monocle, well,
or a flashlight or something.
I don't know what it is. Anyway, it's, and again, there's lots of where in the full image there's lots of weaponry, more like a bit of a World War One image.
Kind of, yeah. All right. Now, if I had stayed with the original extremely boring idea of talking about Apple and Epic Games, I did one more image. And this one would have been the one that I would have chosen, not because I liked it the most, but because it fit the idea of podcast artwork much better than all of the other ones.
So this image is, again, two people screaming and obviously going to be in a fight. The one on the left is a guy, and he's got the Apple logo, and Epic is just written on the T-shirt of the female.
Another different logo.
And yeah, of the one I assume is a female, and she has headphones on, and the guy has a beanie on, I'd say. And yeah, that's quite sublime, really. It's quite flat, isn't it, as an image, but it does the job. It definitely does the job.
Yeah, and it would have allowed me to put my Mac podcast across the top some more information the bottom.
Yeah,
because the problem with a lot of the other images is colors and patterns and shapes made it too busy to put text over top of it. But that was basically what I went through this morning. And I gotta say, I really, really enjoyed it, because any time that I can laugh that hard over something that I'm doing during the day, that just makes the day so much better. It really does. Would you agree with that, Gaz?
I certainly would, Guy.
Good.
Hit it. Gaz's tips.
Most of them.
Gaz's tips.
Most of them.
Gaz's tips.
It's time for
Gaz's tip.
Now, this tip is very specific, and you could say it's very specific for me, but I'm going to give it just in case anybody else has also had this issue. When I've been out on my bike, Guy, I occasionally lift up my glove because it's been cold the last few months. It has been winter, and it's also been wet. It's been wet. No, this is before I had that. This is when I went outside. And what I found was, if the watch is touching your jacket or a wet piece of clothing, although it's only supposed to respond to your hand or your finger to touch, very often that's not what happens. Especially if it's wet, it can actually start taking those globules and the clothing that's touching it and start doing things. And I did lose a whole ride information once because the watch had decided that I'd asked it to stop. How, I don't know. Anyway, there is a way around it, which can help. Doesn't fix it completely, but it can help. And so that before you engage in any activity that's, triggering the accidental touch, what you have to do is press this side button, the one that's below the rotating dial on the side. You then scroll down using the rotating dial or swiping, and you find the little water droplet button. If you tap that, the water lock will now be enabled. And a water droplet icon will show at the top of the Apple Watch screen. This obviously is indicating that it's been turned on. The touch input will now be temporarily disabled, preventing accidental touch while the feature is active. Super. That will help me so much. So with the screen locked down using the water feature, you just won't. It doesn't stop it completely, but it will actually dramatically reduce any accidental touching. Now, I can hear you shouting.
Yes. Hi, Gaz, but what if I actually want to then use the phone? Sorry, watch.
All you have to do...
The what?
All you have to do what? Is press and hold the rotating dial button on the side of the Apple Watch and continue holding it until you hear a little countdown. After about 3 seconds, the Apple Watch screen is unlocked and the water lock feature is deactivated, allowing for regular touch input again. Hey, voila. Did you like that one, Guy?
I did.
Good
to know.
Hit it. That's the end of Gaz's tips. That's most the end of Gaz's tips. That's most the end of Gaz's tips.
Is that the end of the tip?
Will you let me finish? Gaz's tips.
Gaz, you are absolutely right.
There we go. Oh, so good. Yes. I actually have it for pick's sake this week, Gaz.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
And it's not probably what you might expect. It's not Epic. It's not Epic Games. No.
No.
No, 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 no.
No, no, no.
It's Microsoft 365.
Right.
Now, yeah, besides Copilot, which we've talked about in the previous part, You also get the full MS or Microsoft Office suite. The family plan for up to five other people is $100 for five people, computers and portable devices, and up to 6 terabytes of storage in OneDrive per year. They have added, and they should have had this at the beginning, they've added a personal plan for one person, but you still get the five devices and up to 1 terabyte of OneDrive storage. And for $100 for an entire family to get all of the Microsoft Office suites for a year.
Yep.
I think that's a pretty good deal.
If only you could use OneDrive instead of iCloud.
Yeah. No.
But that's pretty good. I think Microsoft 365 is pretty good. I tell you what I do get fed up with, though.
I've
been watching quite a lot of YouTubers showing tables of information they're giving, and they're using Excel. And whenever I used to present and I needed to have Excel in there because she was actually presenting something with Excel or using Excel and changing numbers or whatever, I always used to hide all of the information at the top. You know, I forget what they called it, something bar.
The toolbar.
I think they called it something else though.
Ribbon.
But it is the toolbar.
The ribbon.
Yeah. That's it. And it could get, if you got lots of things on there, it could get quite deep. So yes. All you had was you had a little bit of page showing, and all you have to do is hide it. It's ever so easy.
Yep.
I saw a YouTuber that also froze the appropriate panes today. He actually moved it up the ribbon, and he actually froze the panes because a lot of them, they scroll up and down and you can't reference what the column is, for heaven's sake. I mean, I don't know why I'm going on about that because it's got nothing to do. I mean, same in numbers, really, I suppose. Anyway, good pick.
Yeah.
Have we got any feedback this week?
OMG. We have a lot of feedback. The first one is from NC Greg, or Greg NC, who takes me to task for a great big duh that I committed last week. And he is absolutely right. And it wasn't until after the show was done that I realized what it was that I had said. But Greg took me to task for it, and it's a well-deserved given task. Okay, here it is.
Hey, guys. It's Greg.
Hi, Greg.
North Carolina. I was just listening to the MyMac podcast 966 and just had to stop about 15, 18 minutes in and tell you something. I'm probably going to be the 1,000th person to tell you this through
whatever only means one
that others may use, but Guy, when they say that they tried to sell Bing from Microsoft to Apple, Bing is not the browser. Bing is the search engine. Edge is the browser. So the reason Apple would have been interested is because they might could have built their own browser starting with Bing and not had to pay Google all that they pay them. It wasn't trying to sell them a browser. Just thought you might like a friendly correction. Y'all have a fun time. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thanks, Greg.
Now,
appreciate it.
Now, Guy. Yeah. Other than...
Wait, hold on. Hold on, I screwed up.
Pretty much.
I've got to back you up here because I did not correct you either, and I could have done. But oh, hey,
did you realize it at the time?
You took the fall for it, so hey, I'm going to go with it.
Guy's the dummy, not me.
Thanks, Greg. Because yeah, it was a friendly correction, which we appreciate.
Yeah. Yeah, well, even if it would have been an unfriendly correction, if we screw something up and you guys
even more,
yeah, if we screw something up and you guys want to call us at the number that we'll talk about later and tell us how badly we screwed up, or I screwed up, or Gas screwed up, or somebody screwed up, you can say whatever you want, but please don't use curse words, because other than occasionally when I miss one. it just adds a lot more work to me. And quite frankly, Marcus has that kind of covered. we did get a podcast review over in the UK. for Apple's.
I miss this. I miss it. We were told by our friendly neighborhood neighbor
that
this was there. However.
From Johnny Basic.
Johnny. Thank you, Johnny Basic.
Yeah. Except
five
I don't.
Stars. Do you want me to read
it? Yeah, you go ahead. I don't think he quite finished his thought, though. But go ahead.
I can't quite read the full thing. It says the perfect podcast to start. I think we need to go in to read that. There must be a fuller title.
You'd have to do it. I can't.
Oh, you can't. Okay. Well, I can't do it now because my phone's filming me. anyways, five stars and more. Guy and Gaz. Why don't they say Gaz and Guy?
I don't know. It would actually make sense because that would be. You're like the order of letters, alphabetical order. Anyway, I couldn't think of what that was for a minute. The well, order of letters.
The order of the alphabet, God.
Alphabet.
Gaz provide a funny, informative liar and insightful liar show as I drive through the dark on the way to work. It may be Monday morning, but this yank.
And that's
Johnny, we can't read anymore now, whether it's one of those this is probably not your fault, because this happens quite a lot to people, not just for our podcast, but we've heard it for other podcasts, where all of a sudden it just doesn't finish off or let you finish off. But anyway, if you, Johnny, can send us an email or contact us on the information that will be portained in a little while.
Later on.
You may be able to receive a very, very important thing. I'll let Guy tell you later.
A prize. It's called...
A prize.
Johnny.
Thing.
Johnny Basic. It's called a woo tea. And if you, Johnny Basic, don't know what a woo tea is... That is a big W, big O, big O, big T, little I, little E, exclamation mark. That spells Woody, and that's exactly what it is.
I don't, you know, the way you say that, people perhaps say, well, if that's it, then you've just given it to me. But you do actually receive something.
You do.
You need to send us an email or something so we know how to contact you to send it to you.
It's a digital thing that will change your life.
It will.
It will.
It will. It's changed my life.
Yeah, for the last almost 15 years now. It's like, oh, God, I got to go talk to a guy.
Anyway.
If you would like to support the show, you can do so by going to Patreon, patreon.com/MacBettit. You can also go on over to Ko-fi, ko-fi.com/MacBettit. It. Or you can pay a pal at paypal.me/MacPettit. And this guy comes through a couple times a year. Christopher Trouche. He's told me several times how to pronounce his last name. And I hope I got it right, but if I didn't, I am so sorry. He made a very nice donation through PayPal. Thank you very much, Christoph. It is greatly appreciated. And I must have sent, no, I know I did. I know I've sent you a Woody, but we really, really do appreciate any and all support that you guys want to give us, but you don't have to. We'll keep doing this just to spite you. That's right. You'd be like, oh, there's another one. I thought they were done. No.
Yeah, I can imagine, can't you? I thought they were dead.
There they are. There again. If people wanted to contact you guys and say, why aren't you guys dead yet? How would they do so?
Ever so easy, Guy. Ever so easy. Send an email to Gaz, G-A-Z, at mymac.com. Or on the social media types, it's Gazmaz in most places. That's G-A-Z-M-A-Z. You can also, on the X's, send Guy and Gaz a tweet or an X. I don't know whether you can call it a tweet. Now it's not Twitter. It's Zwitter. It's a Zwit. Yeah. Zit. You can send us a zit on X. And it's Guy and Gaz, G-U-Y-A-N-D-G-A-Z.
Cars.
You can also send an email to feedback@mymac.com. That's F-E-E-D-B-A-C-K
at mymac.com.
His name was Guy.
Guy?
You remember Guy? Guy's the one.
Pay no attention to that guy behind the curtain.
They don't.
Guy says.
No, I don't.
I like to go with Guy.
Yeah.
Do we know it was a guy?
We do.
No fool on.
If you want
an email from Guy,
how would they do it?
So easy. Go to the email client of your choice. You don't have to use the one I do. You don't have to use the one that Gaz does. But you do have to choose one of them. You would send that to at mymac.com. Still love that bit. You can also reach me on social media networks, Twitter, as either Mac Pettit or Vert Shark. Speaking of Vert Shark, there's a website, and it's all nicely caught up, finally. And that's vertshark.com. There'll be an embed link to the center section where you can see the presentation. I'll have to talk to Fearless Leader Tim over whether he wants me to put that same link to that video over on mymac.com.
There are some who call me Tim.
We do call him Tim. He probably won't care, but that's the kind of thing I'm going to ask about first. I'm also over on Counter Social and Mastodon.social as Mac Pettit. And we have a Google Voice number that NC Greg knows so very, very well. And so does Marcus. Marcus knows. Make me work. What is that Google Voice number, Gaz?
703-828-4677.
I like that. That's strong through the lungs. Bring it out. Before we go, I would like to say thank you. Thanks to each and every single one of you. No joking. We really, really do appreciate the fact that you download and listen to and watch this week the MyMac.com podcast. It is greatly appreciated. And Gaz, I think that we're good enough.
Oh, yes.
And that we're AI enough.
Oh, maybe.
Or would we be machine learning enough? I don't know. And that if you watch the video, you'll see him come in, wag his little tail, and then run back out when Gaz starts paying attention to him. I have no idea what that means. I'm not going to speculate. Wilf, wilf, woof, woof, wilf, wilf, woof, woof, wilf,
woof,
woof. That people woof. Like us.
Guy.
Yeah.
You can't eat almonds and cashews for every meal. That's just nuts.
So bad.
End.
Thanks for downloading and listening to the MyMac Podcast. You can also hear other great podcasts on the MyMac Podcasting Network, like the Tech Fan Podcast, Three Geeky Ladies, Geekiest Show Ever, the Let's Talk Podcast, Essential Apple Podcast, and the Club PlayStation and Club Nintendo Podcasts. Wow, 21 minutes of recording, and we got almost nothing that we can use.
But we don't just do this.
Yeah, I know.
I do it for your, you know.
My mental health. Guy's mental
Guy's
health.
Guy's therapy session.
There's a podcast, Guy's Mental Health.
You have got the bill from me, haven't you?
No, I have not. Submitted to my insurance company.
it is building up quite a lot, actually.
I'm sure. Let's see. Since November of 2009.
Yeah. I've got to put interest on that as well.
14 and a half years. Can you believe that?
No.
All right. Let's get started.
Don't remind me.
We'll go off on more tangents. It'll be like 4 o'clock here. And you'll be like, still haven't recorded the podcast. Okay. We officially have part of
recording.
Yeah. I was going to say we officially have a podcast, but it's not really a podcast until I finish editing it and make sure that I get all of Gaz, his little cursing out.
I don't think I curse this much.
No, not this week. No way.
You bastard.
You bastard. You sons of bitches.
You bloody bastard.
Actually, bastard I don't think is that big of a deal. Even bitches. It depends on context.
Is though?
Oh, no. Cannot say. So much more work now that I'm going to have to do.
We don't have to put this in.
Well, you say that, but it's funny.
You don't. It is funny, but, you know, I'm also getting hungry.
Oh,
right now, before I do that, though, before we go, what about next week? Next week is okay for me.
Sunday is not good for me next week because that's when we're going to see Book of Mormon on Sunday.
Okay, but so it's got to be Saturday, is what you're saying. What I'm hearing. Yeah,
actually, let me check that real quick. I say that, and then I didn't check.
You say that, and you lie.
I'm lying.
You're a liar.
Okay, we're going to see it. Yeah, we're going to see it at 2 p.m.
You've headed penis.
I am. And I'm wearing the right hat for it, too.
And you're a scrotum face.
Scrotum penis-loving bastard.
People wonder why we can't go live.
Well, we can't go live. We can't do it. We just can't do it. Well, the show's at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, obviously.
Yeah, but that's Sunday. Yeah,
go see a play at the National Theater at 2 o'clock in the morning. Not in D.C. Oh, hell no.
That's Sunday. Can I just repeat? That's Sunday.